Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Media Moments, the Media Online's weekly audio wrap of the biggest stories from the past week. I'm the site's multimedia journalist, Michael Bratt. The past 5 days saw the SABC slammed over its non-coverage of protests, Creativity celebrated the annual Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity, and Edcon making sweeping agency appointments. To kick us off, the past 2 weeks have seen protests in Tshwane, which the SABC has come under fire for. The public broadcaster has been criticized for not covering them, due to its new policy of not showing footage in the news of protest action. Social media has stepped in, playing a huge role in delivering updates to people about the protests, along with other broadcasters. Chris Moerdijk lambasted the SABC in his regular column for the Media Online, which can be found at the link below. Creativity was the centre of attention once again at the annual Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity. The gathering is held to discuss trends in creativity, as well as what more needs to be done. The work of advertising and creative agencies is also honoured with the Cannes Lions Awards. 9 South Africans are on the panel of judges at this year's festival, and one of them gave the Media Online some fascinating behind-the-scenes insights. You can find his 2 diary entries at the links below, as well as a piece on Facebook's strong presence at the festival. Clothing, footwear and textiles retailer Edcon has made several agency appointments to its business. The agencies that benefit include Young & Rubicam, Promise Brand Specialists, The Publishing Partnership, Y&R, and Joe Public. More information on these appointments as well as other big media news can be found in our weekly Media Moves piece, which you can access at the link below. Before I go, there are a couple of other things to take note of. Firstly, the best piece on the site this week, in my opinion, explains why Billy Crystal's eulogy at Muhammad Ali's funeral was a communication masterclass. This well-written, well-thought piece analyzes the outstanding elements of Crystal's speech, and the piece also contains a video of the actual speech. I would definitely encourage you to have a look at it, particularly the speech itself, which I was blown away by. Secondly, if you haven't done so already, don't forget to vote in the Most Awards. Ensure that industry excellence is recognized and celebrated by going to the link below and giving your feedback on the brands that you interact with. Also, don't forget to mark 13 September on your calendar, as this is when the Most Awards will be taking place at the Wanderers Club. You won't want to miss this party. And last but certainly not least, this morning the results of the Brexit poll came out. Big news, showing that Britain has voted to leave the European Union. Now we'll have to wait and see what impact this will have on the nation, particularly for the Media Online focusing on advertising revenue, as there were several pieces before the vote that speculated that if Britain were to leave the EU, it would have a devastating effect on this area. Only time will tell. And that's all from this week's Media Moments. Keep checking back to the Media Online next week for all the must-know media news. From me, Michael Bratt, have a great weekend.